Welcome to Union City Radio for Wednesday, April 8th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Despite harrowing circumstances that warrant extra cleaning to keep offices safe for employees, a federal cleaning contractor is now using fewer office cleaners than its predecessor at the Postal Square building. Electronic Metrology Laboratory, which took over the contract last week, also refused to hire the predecessor's longtime employees who had as much as 30 years of experience. Cleaning is a crucial public health necessity to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Yet EML is cutting back, leaving cleaners out of work and tenants at greater risk, said Jaime Contreras, vice president of 32BJ SEIU, which represents the workers. EML should be maximizing our safety, not their profit, said Contreras. They have a moral obligation, he said, to keep tenants as safe as possible and prevent workers and their families from facing starvation. Cleaners, who risk their own health and lives to keep the rest of us safe, need an income and health care during this crisis. The Bureau of Labor Statistics and the National Postal Museum are among the tenants who continue to pay rent that subsidizes EML, which hired just 19 of the 24 cleaners employed by the previous contractor. In today's labor history, on this date in 1935, the Works Progress Administration, or WPA, was approved by Congress. President Franklin Roosevelt proposed the WPA during the Great Depression of the 1930s, when almost 25% of Americans were unemployed. It created low-paying federal jobs, providing immediate relief, putting 8.5 million jobless to work on projects ranging from construction of bridges, highways, and public buildings to arts programs like the Federal Writers Project. Today's labor quote is by President Truman, who ordered the U.S. Army to seize the nation's steel mills to avert a strike on this date in 1952. The Supreme Court ruled the act illegal 3 weeks later. Harry S. Truman, who said, "Republicans can hear the whispers of business, but not the yells and screams of working people." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, many families are being hit with increased financial burdens. For those struggling with their credit, the Union Plus Credit Counseling Program is still operating online and over the phone. Visit unionplus.org/creditcounseling to find out more.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the Union, the Union will be strong.
It will make us strong.